Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back. Ron Cook talking sports with you up until 2 o'clock. We're going to switch up into some hockey with Jay Caulfield of AT&T Sportsnet at the top of the hour. Manager, New Pirates manager Derek Shelton will be along at noon, as he always is. On Wednesdays, Ed Bouchette at 1 o'clock. But I want to get back into the NFL talk, because there's a couple topics out there well worth our discussion. And I'm fascinated, first of all, you know, there's no guarantee there's going to be a season. I think we all know that. It's going to be difficult to pull this off. The two sides, the players, owners, still negotiating, trying to get the return to play stuff taken care of. And there's a lot of issues there. And then who knows what happens once they do get to training camp later this month. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I'm fascinated that these teams, all of these teams, are trying to somehow get fans in the stadium. We know that's not going to happen in Philly. The mayor there, Jim Kenney, announced yesterday no large gatherings until February. So that means the Phillies at home won't have any fans. The Eagles at home won't have any fans this season. Some of the other teams have plans to try to have at least some fans on hand. I believe the Dolphins was the first team to talk about doing that. The Steelers are leaving their options open. They say they're going to, you know, follow the CDC guidelines, the local and state government officials, what they recommend. So they're going to leave open the possibility of having some fans at the game. The Patriots announcing yesterday they're going to have 20%, they hope. They're going to sell tickets in blocks of 10 or fewer to try to encourage social distancing. And I get why the teams want fans, obviously. I mean, it's parking revenue, it's concession revenue, it's merchandise revenue. That's the easy part to see and understand. But I think it's been a concern of the NFL for a long time about keeping fans at the game because of high-def television, how nice it is to watch the game at home, how you don't have to get in your car, put miles on it, drive into town with gas, pay to park, fight the crowds to get in, fight the crowds to get the concession stand, fight the crowds to get to the restrooms. I don't know if it's just me. It seems like NFL crowds have become a little meaner, a little more unruly than they ever have been. I think that's largely because of alcohol. So you have to brace up if you're going to go to an NFL game. And I'm just wondering if fans now, this year, they can't go to the games, okay? Say you can't go to the games. So you're stuck. You're going to watch the 16 games at home. What if you realize that this isn't bad? This isn't a bad thing at all to be able to stay at home, not have to pay all those expenses. My bathroom is right down the hall. My refrigerator is right across the hall. It's pretty nice. You see more on TV than you actually do at the game. I know one thing, the replays certainly are better. You know, my friend Chris Wappler has a terrific setup at his house that I watched one of the away games that I didn't go to last year at his house. You know, we could have a halftime burger. I mean, if we missed the start of the third quarter, he had it all on tape. We never missed a play. If I wanted to see a replay 12 times, I could see it, and then he could catch up, and we'd never miss a play. I mean, I think you can see a game a lot better at home than you can actually there. I'm just wondering, and I'd love to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Do you still go to the games? Did you used to go to the games and you don't now? Are you still going? And I know there's the communal aspect of it, being a part of something, being a part of a crowd, enjoying something. I mean, I go back to the 1970s when the Steelers won those four Super Bowls, and those games brought people together like nothing else. It didn't matter if you were white, black. It didn't matter what your religion was. It didn't matter if you were man or woman. Everybody would be hugging each other in the aisles. You were a part of something special, something really special, it felt like. And I just wonder if that experience now is worth it, the way things have become with, you know, the cost of the games, the cost of parking and concessions and the crowds and the drunks that you might have to deal with. I'd love to hear from you. You know, if you're still going to the game, what is the attraction? If this season away from the games might lead you not to go back, 412-928-9370. It's a fascinating topic to me. And again, I'm going to start with the premise I'm not 100% sure there's actually going to be an NFL season this year. I think it's going to be, I would put the odds at less than 50-50, certainly much less for college football. But the professional sports, with so much money at stake, $15 billion, they're going to do everything they can to try to play. But I'm just curious if it if you would be involved in it, or could this talk you into staying home? Joe, I didn't hear the name. Who do we have? Let's go to Tim in Uniontown. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Today.
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, I agree with what you're saying about, you know, the high def TV and all that. But I look at it like country. I love country music, and I can listen to any song I want, the touch of my fingertip, anytime I want. But to go to a country concert and see it live, no replays, the you know, the adrenaline of the crowd, just everything. I mean, that's the 60,000 people that get the chance to go sit down and watch Ben Roethlisberger throw an 80-yard bomb live in person versus watching it on TV. I mean, it's just that small percent of people get that opportunity to actually experience that live adrenaline, heart thumping, roar of the crowd, you know, just everything. I mean, the live experience will always beat the TV experience. The TV's got its benefits. Like you said, replay it 50 times, or, you know, that's one way to look at it. But just being in that atmosphere, I don't think you'll ever have a Pittsburgh stadium that isn't packed with people just cheering for their team.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that, Tim. Ever's a long time. But you make a great point, and that's what I was trying to say, too, about the communal aspect of it, being a part of something. Like you said, that energy and enthusiasm, you don't get that in your living room. But what you do is get a cold beer without standing in line, paying $12 for it, and without going to the restroom and standing in line for 10 minutes, too. So there's something to be said for that. Now, do you go to Steelers games?
As many as I can find tickets for without spending, you know, $400 or $500 for them, then but yeah, if I can get a decent price ticket, I'll sit in the nosebleed section just to have that experience at least once a year.
Well, I'll tell you what, you made a great point, and I appreciate you picking up the phone. Thank you, Tim. Have a great day. I'd love to hear from you as well. 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Tim? I don't pay for my tickets. I go, I sit in the press box. Once I'm done on this wonderful ride that I've had, and I don't know if I'll ever be to another game again. Who knows if there's no season this year. But I know I won't go back. I won't go to pay and sit in the stands and fight the crowd. I'm just, that doesn't interest me. But I get it that it still interests a lot of people. But I know for a fact a lot of NFL teams are concerned about this. They're very concerned about, you know, people not coming back because it's so easy to stay at home. I'd love to hear from you. 412-928-9370. We're going to get into some hockey talk at the top of the hour with Jay Caulfield, our weekly visit with him every Wednesday at 11. New Pirates manager Derek Shelton will be along at noon, as he always is, and looking forward to talking to him as well. His mood has to be terrific now that baseball is finally underway and the Pirates have an exhibition game, actually a real live game. It's an exhibition game, but it's still a real live game coming up Saturday night. So we got a lot with Shelton to talk about. Thanks for being with me. I'd love to hear from you on this NFL fan experience, 412-928-9370. Thanks for finding me. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.